This is VOA News. We get from Marissa Melton. Indian and Chinese troops have completed a pullout from a lake area on their disputed border in the western Himalayas. This is setting the scene for disengagement at other friction points, according to the two countries on Sunday. Thousands of soldiers have been facing off since April on the line of actual control, or LAC, or the de facto border, including at the glacial Pangongso Lake. Earlier this month, military commanders agreed to begin pulling out troops, tanks, and artillery in a first step toward full withdrawal. On Saturday, the two commanders met to review their plans. The deployment falls in the remote area that falls in India's Ladakh region and adjoins the Chinese-administered Aksai Chin Plateau had raised fears of a broader conflict between the two countries. A clash erupted in the Galwan Valley in June. 20 Indian soldiers were killed in the first combat losses on the disputed border in more than four decades. China said this week it lost four soldiers in that fighting. Thousands of demonstrators staged demonstrations across Myanmar again on Sunday, a day after two people were killed when police and security forces used live and rubber bullets, tear gas, water cannons, and slingshots against those protesting the military's February 1st coup. Early on Sunday, police arrested a famous actor, Lu Min, who had taken part in protests in Yangon. He was one of six celebrities the army said were wanted under an anti-incitement law. The army accused Lu Min of encouraging civil servants to join in the protest. If convicted, he faces a two-year prison sentence. And on Saturday, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the deadly violence, saying the use of lethal force against demonstrators is unacceptable. VOA News. Seven election workers were killed during Niger's presidential vote on Sunday when their vehicles struck a landmine, according to a local official. The accident interrupted a day meant to usher in the country's first democratic transition of power. The West African country regularly suffers attacks by Islamist militants, and it had stepped up its security to protect the polling, in which ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is facing former President Mahamana Usman, a vehicle belonging to the Electoral Commission and carrying election workers to their polling stations, hit a mine in the rural commune of Dargol, about 80 kilometers from the border with Mali. In Mali, an attack on two villages near the border in January killed at least 100 civilians. That was the worst such incident in recent memory. Niger's twin security crises are the dominant campaign issues. It grapples with violence near its western border with Mali and Burkina Faso, where militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State operate. It also has violence along its southeastern border with Nigeria, where Boko Haram is active. In Ecuador, leftist economist Andres Arauz will face conservative Guillermo Lasso in the upcoming second round of Ecuador's presidential election, officials said Sunday. The vote has been marred by fraud allegations and took place amid a worsening economic crisis. 36-year-old Arauz won the first round with 32.72% of the vote. That was not enough to win outright. His opponent in the second round will be ex-banker Lasso, who took 19.74% to beat the left-wing indigenous leader Yaku Perez's 19.39%. This is according to final results of the February 7th election. Runoff will take place on April 11th. And the United States is struggling to reopen its public schools across the country amid the coronavirus pandemic, but the White House said Sunday it's hoping to have full-time in-class instruction in a majority of schools by April. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made the announcement Sunday on ABC's This Week news show, but she said meeting the goal is contingent on congressional approval of President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. That bill includes $130 billion in assistance for schools. She said schools don't have the staffing or the funding they need to implement safety measures, such as smaller classes and social distancing on school buses. The U.S. House of Representatives is planning to vote this week on the Biden relief package with the hope of full congressional approval by mid-March. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.